AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama will address the American people tonight from the Oval Office at the White House. The subject, terrorism. He'll be talking about the deadly mass shooting Wednesday in San Bernardino, California. It is being investigated as an act of terrorism. Former FBI terror investigator Clint Watts says the president will have to ease anxiety over the attack.
He's going to try to downplay the severity of the attacks. And the truth is, it doesn't sound like there are many indications they should have picked up on to thwart this attack. The other thing that is tough for him is this is really a mix of, it sounds like, workplace violence and terrorism.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the president realizes people are on edge and frightened.
What you're going to hear from him is a discussion about what government is doing to ensure all of our highest priority, the protection of the American people. I think he'll talk about the actions that we've taken, not just since 9/11, but since Paris.
It's a rare primetime address from the Oval Office. Meantime, investigators are looking into whether Tashfeen Malik radicalized her American-born husband and was the driving force in the San Bernardino massacre plot. Reverend Jesse Jackson led a march through downtown Chicago today. It's a response to the newly released police reports about last year's shooting of a black teenager 16 times by a white officer in Chicago. Police officers, including the officer who shot and killed Laquan McDonald, portrayed the teenager as far more menacing than he appeared in the video of the shooting. Protesters call for the resignation of Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Former President Jimmy Carter says his most recent brain scan shows no signs of cancer. Carter is 91. He announced this summer he was diagnosed with melanoma that spread to his brain. Things are looking better for today's fourth attempt to launch a capsule loaded with supplies to the International Space Station. Sky over Cape Canaveral in Florida is mostly clear. This is AP Radio News. College football playoffs are set. Number one Clemson plays number four Oklahoma at the Orange Bowl. Clemson coach Dabo Swinney says they had a pizza party on campus today.
I don't know what happened at the other three schools, but I doubt it was like this. This was crazy, but a lot of fun.
Number two Alabama will play number three Michigan State at the Cotton Bowl. The winners of those two games will meet to determine the college football national champion. Gas prices keep dropping. The average price nationwide dropped 4 cents to $2.10 a gallon. In many places, gas is well below $2 a gallon. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says enjoy these prices while you can.
This is very likely the bottom of the retail price slide, or it will be coming soon. So the price cuts are finishing now, it seems.
The price of gas has dropped about 15 cents over the past month nationwide. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.